Sabrite pacuches. Embroqueis u vectis dobrates. Lactus pregil aragdombre icis tusis. Eractus vegasisis. You must be aware that I have done it. You must be aware that the Spirit within you is proof of the work that I have done. Now, you will have to consciously create an atmosphere. An atmosphere. An atmosphere of light. An atmosphere of worship. Because in this atmosphere, where light reigns, darkness doesn't. Praise God. Praise God. Therefore, you will be that intelligent believer who will intentionally stay filled with the Spirit, creating the atmosphere of light. For where the atmosphere of light reigns, darkness cannot. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Church, are you hearing what I'm saying? So give yourself to singing. Give yourself to the resurrection songs. Create the atmosphere. Don't allow life happen to you. Create the atmosphere. Create your bubble. In this perverse and crooked generation, you shine as lights. Amen. Amen. Right? Amen. Amen. Right? So maintain that life. Maintain a spirit-filled life. Be filled with the Spirit, that you would not give yourself to the lust of the flesh. Amen. Church, now, that's quite instructive. Amen. Say, I create atmospheres. I don't allow life happen to me. I create my own atmosphere. Praise God. I use my words. Are you singing? Praise God. Are you singing? Are you singing? I stay filled with the Spirit. You know, this thing I'm talking about is an atmosphere that you cultivate. Hallelujah. Church, hallelujah. Church, hallelujah. You know, and that particular atmosphere is tangible. Amen. It's what? It's tangible. Create atmospheres. You can create an atmosphere of miracles. You can create an atmosphere of power. Praise God. Amen. 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 Create atmospheres. Praise God. He says, singing to yourselves. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In psalms and hymns. Singing and making melody in your heart. You create an atmosphere. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. You know, I'm sharing with you things that are biblical. Amen. Amen. Create atmospheres. Someone came to church with a question in their heart. This is the answer. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. What is the answer? Create atmospheres. Don't allow this world happen to you. Are you hearing me? Don't allow it. Create what? Church, create what? You can create atmospheres. And this atmosphere is light. Look at my chains now. Look what he's done to them. And you keep singing it. What are you doing? You are creating an atmosphere. What is happening to you? You're being filled with the Spirit. Say Christianity is practical. Amen. Christianity, it is practical. Yeah. You know you can create an atmosphere of power. How do you create an atmosphere of power? Be a man of prayer. If you're a man of prayer, you create a cubicle of power. If you sit somewhere and someone sits there, the person can be made well. Amen and amen. You can, this, see, Christianity, praise God. Christianity is practical. Don't think that it's just theoretical. It's what? Practical. The Bible tells about Elisha was a man who died. Someone say he died. Someone say he died. They threw him into his burial ground. Right? The Bible says that there was fighting going on. And because of turmoil, they were afraid. They were burying another person. And they realized that there was fighting going on. And they took a human being that was dead. And they threw it into Elisha's burial ground. The Bible says the man came out. He came alive when his body touched Elisha's bones. Elisha is dead. There was power enough in Elisha for him not to die, but he's dead. I am saying to you that there are realities in you. Amen. But create atmospheres. Praise God. Are you hearing what I just said? Yes. Elisha is dead and buried. But there was something on Elisha that would ensure that mortality is reversed. And they threw somebody in there, and this man jacked back. Amen. 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 What is inside you? Light. Create that atmosphere. Don't allow the devil to encroach. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Create that atmosphere. Create an atmosphere of love. Amen. Amen. That's what you do. It's an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere. You don't do evil for evil. You don't pay people evil for evil. Because you're a believer. Hallelujah. The resurrection. What, you remember what I just said? God has given us the Spirit. Did you hear that? That's what God will do for you. He will give you the Spirit. Amen. And as you start to use what he has given you, you start to fulfill God's plan and God's purpose. Amen. Church, amen. I'll share a testimony with you that will help you. A particular lady had a major operation. Someone say a major operation. Major operation. And we're having the healing, a glow seminar. And a family member said, you must come for this meeting. You must come. You must come. Guess what? The operation was the next day. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm just trying to tell you that the little things you do can help people's lives. Just being a little more intentional. A little more intentional. Because you know what's happening. This lady was going for an operation. She said, okay, I'm just going to come. I'm just going to come. And then she came. And then we thought. Then it was time to demonstrate God's power. Right? And hands were laid on her. Listen, because I always say, I don't take testimonies that doctors don't verify. Not because of anything. Because people might say, it's fake. It's not true. That's what I'll tell you. When the son didn't have a womb, who told us they didn't have a womb? The Birmingham Hospital. We have the certificate. Just recently, when someone said they had diabetes, I have the certificate. So it's not it's a lie. They are just for, no. We print our own. It's there. Amen. So you say, this is it here. When someone said they didn't have a hole in the heart, they had a hole in the heart. We have it. Hole in the heart. Brand new heart. It's not a, amen. Praise God. And this lady came, and hands were laying on her. She went for the operation the next day. They scanned. They didn't see anything. That what they wanted to operate, meaning what they wanted to remove, they saw the space the thing was in. They didn't see the thing there anymore. They said, no, it can't be. They opened just to check, and there was nothing there. So she went for an operation that she didn't do. Amen. By just somebody saying, come around. Not only did she actually get well, amen. That thing caused the fact that she will not have a child. Praise God. Church, praise God. That seminar I'm talking about happened on April 1st, 2023. She has a bouncing baby today. Amen. Amen. Little things that you do. And my passion is just not only Pastor Dio can demonstrate God's power and teach it. It's that, so the person, not only does she now have a child, she knows the gospel. Amen. So when we say there's a meeting, prioritize it. If you don't prioritize it, it will not be prioritized. It will look like it's a normal thing. No, it's a big thing. We are talking about charismatic expressions, the operations of the Spirit, how the Spirit flows. Praise God. You know, and I've been saying it. The day we receive our building, and we can do meetings, you'll be like, wait, is this grace rings? Because we will settle down. That's why I told them, when I was pastoring another church, I told them, when we have our own building, because in those days, we used to pastor a church where we had a neighbor.
And so he was always shouting, he was always shouting that we're making noise. So we believe and received a brand new building. We got money. We bought the building, refurbished everything, and we entered. We said, now, anybody born of a woman, let them come. We have time. We have building. We have the Holy Ghost. Amen. And what I'm trying to say to you is that the things of the Spirit is real. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we believe and receive wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We are edified, and your name is? Glorified. Church, and your name is? Glorified. Praise God. We're looking at Champions League. This is part three. Say, I am a champion. Come on, I am a champion. Because we are this part three. So we'll try to go back a little to go forward. Say, Barasolik has already said, I take time. He's good. He has given me some, even if I did not have to take time before. Now we take my time to get there. Amen. Praise God. Where did I learn that style from? It's from the Bible. The Bible authors are saying the same thing. Like we're hard of hearing. Genesis, Moses will come, say the same. Amen. Praise God. Joshua will come, say the same thing. Ezekiel will come, the same. Jeremiah, the same. Everybody, the same. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we'll come today again and say the same thing. Say, I am a champion. Come on, I am a champion. Come on, I am a champion because of Jesus. When we say because of Jesus, what do we mean? Because of the resurrection. This thing that everybody's celebrating today is the reason for our authority, our identity, our championship. The truth about it is that we should not have Resurrection Sundays because every Sunday should be Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Because he was raised from the dead once and for all. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we must always remember. We must always remember. And as we remember, we prioritize the things of the Spirit. Someone say prioritize. The things of the Spirit. Let us start off in Psalms chapter 20. Verse 5. You know, I just said to you, the prophet, everybody is saying the same. Okay, Psalm 20, look at verse 5. We will
rejoice.
Church, we will
rejoice.
We will rejoice in what?
In
thy salvation. David, a prophet, is speaking. As at the time David is speaking, our salvation happened. Church, our salvation happened. So who would David be? A prophet, speaking of that which is to come. If David said we would rejoice in thy salvation, does it mean it's something to rejoice about?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, it is. Say glory.
Glory.
We'll rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up victory banners. So this man is actually talking about defeating something. Amen. Do you know the way they used to fight in those days? When you go and conquer a land, you put your flag there. Boom. You getting it? He says, we would rejoice in their salvation and set up a victory banner. That's what God has done for us. Praise God. Church, praise God. What has God done for me? He has given me salvation. What is my response to that? I rejoice. Someone say, I'm a man of rejoicing. How do I take advantage? Why do we emphasize it a lot? Barasodik, as you guys will always know now, I always follow the Spirit. People come, say something. I believe they are people of the Spirit, and I follow through before I get into my message. How do you prioritize the Spirit? How do you prioritize the Spirit? One of the major ways is value gatherings. Someone say value gatherings.
Value gatherings.
Church, amen. I am a champion. I value gatherings. Come on, I am a champion. I value gatherings. Look at Psalm 20 in the same place. There he said something there. He said something. Look at in verse 2. Send thee help from the
sanctuary.
Where is God's way of sending man help?
Sanctuary.
Who do we find in the sanctuary?
Believers.
Who? What is the sanctuary? What is the sanctuary? The brethren. We are the temple of the Holy. Where does help come from? The sanctuary. What is the sanctuary? The believers. Amen. Church, amen.
Amen.
Strengthen thee If you're out of church too long, you'll be weak.
Yeah.
Strengthen thee out of. I want you to read your Bible so you don't say he's telling us something. Psalm 20, verse 2. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Where is strength? In Zion. Where is Zion? The sanctuary. Who is the sanctuary? The brethren. So where will strength and help, according to God's prophet, come from? In the gathering of the brethren. Amen. So it is loose spiritual practice not to actually prioritize the gathering. Amen. It is loose. You know, in the days of old, people used to go to gatherings because they feared, like, if they don't go to gatherings, God will kill them. But we know better. We go to gatherings because we are members of the body. We supply our own. Praise God. And in our turning up, we strengthen and help one another. Can we get a believing amen?
Amen.
Let me show you from scriptures again. Psalm 84. I'm just trying to put a point on the point that Deacon Solik has made. Just put scriptures to it. Look at 84 verse 7. Learn it as a practice. The last place you want to ensure you escape is the local church. Prioritize it. Don't be loose spiritually. Look up, everybody, before you go to Psalm 84 verse 7. Amen, amen, amen. Look up, look up, look up. How many people know that in this country, I've been saying it for the last 2 months, in this country, how many people know that to be a serious believer, it seems like it's harder than in other places.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
Why am I saying that? It's not you. The system. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The system is against you being on fire for Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So your consecrations must have sense. If not, you wake up one day and you are totally carnal. You need to understand it. You need to understand. If nobody has ever told you before, if you are in this country, if people are saying, yeah, well, we go to church when we like. No, for you. Why? Because you know. The system is against, so it's easy. It's easy to be sloppy. Now, let me tell you something. Generally, the kingdom of darkness is working over time to ensure men. Imagine the system, the kingdom of darkness now having help from the system you are in. Amen. Church, amen. So you will set off your consecration. I am talking to you like Daniel, who is in Babylon. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So don't be loose. Don't think, hey, it's all. No, it's not. Many people fall by the wayside because of not discerning where they are. Daniel would say, there is a sacrifice unto gods. I'm not going to be a part of that. Daniel would say, they would tell Daniel, you should not pray. Don't pray to your God. If you pray to your God, you are going to be... He was a deputy. He was a governor. He said no. He went home. And he did this. Why? When you are in lands where the system is against, and let me tell you why the system and the demonic forces are high here. How many people know that many years ago, this nation was sending out missionaries? How many people know that? Yeah. So, you know that law about when, you know, a place is actually, you know, when you send a devil out of a place, right, he goes away. Yeah, amen. And then he comes back and looks for seven. I'm just using that applicable theory for you. They were sending out missionaries. We have men. Chris Smith Wigglesworth was from which nation? This nation. Wesley was from where? This area. This nation. Amen. Now, what do we have? We have a situation where the nation has forsaken God. The people in it. So the spiritual darkness and the system is thick. If you cannot smell it, check your nose. Amen. So don't think it. That is why you can watch a movie 4 hours. Start prayer in the morning. It's not 15 minutes you are sleeping. The system, the weather, everything seems to be against you. So you must know. If you need to stand up and be walking and be praying, say, I must be someone that prays. If you need to put your leg inside the bathroom and put your leg in water, ensure you just don't drown. I must pray. I must find time for the word. This system, even those that don't have job, they are busy. This system. So I'm telling you, because people fall by the wayside daily and they may not even know because of the system. And they, if you ask them, they will have genuine excuses. So you must be one step ahead. It's not your type that will say, well, you know what? I just come around when I feel like. No, this one, your life depends on it. Tell your neighbor, my life depends on gathering. Say, my life depends on gathering. Look at Summit. See, if you don't like what I'm saying, ask Brother Sadiq. He's the one that went there. Psalm 84. Look at verse 7. Me, I want to go into my Champions League. Are you in verse 7? They go from
strength to strength.
They go from
strength to strength.
Say, I'm a man of strength.
I'm a man of strength.
Say, it's more than confession.
It's more than
say, I'm a man of strength.
I'm a man of strength.
I put my action,
side by side
with my confession. Yeah. They go from strength to strength. How many? Every
one
of in
Zion.
In
Zion.
They go from
strength to strength.
Yeah. Every one of them in Zion. So in Zion, there is strength. Now let me tell you something that will help you if you are someone that I pastor. In this kingdom, everything we do is by faith. Amen. What does that mean? I just said to you, we go from strength to strength. As from today, you must see it. See, let me tell you, everything in the word of God stays static until you mix it with faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I am saying that the fact that something is a reality, it is there. It means nothing. Amen. So like, for example, if I say to you, lay your hands on the sick and the sick will recover, and you don't lay your hands on the sick, do you have power in your body? Yes. But will you see anybody heal? Will you raise any dead? Will you fulfill your work on the earth and die? Yes, but all of the powers on the inside of. So what am I saying? I am saying to you, when it comes to this, our Christian faith, what you read, you agree with it. So when it says we go from strength to strength, so you can call your Sunday service strength booster. Where did you see it? In the word. That's a man of faith. Now we are going again. I don't even know what's. Let's just go. We'll go there. We'll go and sing. Nothing would happen to you. And people will be blossoming beside you. Are you hearing? So anything that you hear, you say, yeah. Praise God. Church, praise God. Because today, I'm moving. Today, in our Champions League, we are talking about exercising authority. And that's where the place of faith comes in. We have heard so far. Amen. See, listen, everything, tell your neighbor, everything in our kingdom is spiritual. Even love feast. Amen. Usually, you know, Sister Simi calls us and says, you know what, everybody come to my house, gather, let's come and eat fried rice. And it's spiritual. Don't just think, hey, where, she's busy, she's bored. No. If it is Christian, it's spiritual. Amen. This gathering that we are in now, it's spiritual. If God opens you, and like I always say, I wouldn't do that now. I was in the meeting, and I said, it's spiritual. No, they didn't do that. It's spiritual, but you know when you're teaching, and you know that people are not really saying, it's spiritual. I said, angels are here. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, open the eyes of that one that does not believe that angels are here. You could see the moon. Huh? After this, I said, Pastor, I saw the angel who was beside you. He was smiling. He looked at you, was just pouring oil on you. I said, oh, so when I was saying it, you thought I was joking. Your testimony shows me you're an unbeliever. Because when we say it, you think it's a joke. But this kingdom, the just shall live by faith. Learn it. The Poclidanos, Hebrakides, Heropostes. That's how we walk, Buki. That's how we walk. We don't see it. We don't feel it. We know it. That's how we walk. He said it in his word, and we are able to walk on it. Amen. In fact, as we walk on it, that's when the supernatural happens. Amen. Because, you see, the sea still remains the sea. If anybody walks on the sea, they would sink until the word of your master says, come to me. And the moment he says, come to me, it doesn't matter that the sea is the sea. When he said, come, that place becomes something that you can walk on because he said it. And when you move, you realize that you can walk on water.
Amen. Say, we are men of the Spirit. Come on, we are men of the Spirit. So, you see, for example, we are talking about the resurrection. What would you see physically? A man, almost frail looking, carrying a cross, getting tired, having someone to help him. They finally get to the cross. They beat him. They take his robe. He is almost naked. They pierce his hands and legs. He is now on the cross. He is chanting some things that looks like, allow, allow, let me go. And answer, sabak and me. And he's just talking some stuff. Allow, allow, laba samatani. And then he says, oh, it is finished. And he goes. It looks like it's a story. But behind that, what's happening? The prophecies of the ages is coming to pass. Behind that, death, the orchestration of death to be finally buried is happening. It looks like not, and that's what I'm saying, don't go by what you see. Don't go by what you see. You will be cheated. Don't go by what you see. There is more. It's a frail man just talking. People are walking around. If you are God, come down, come down. And that's God. And he won't move. And at the end of the day, 3 days, what's happening? Behind the scenes, a man seems like he's dead. Behind the scenes, a man has roosted the whole hell. A man has defeated the devil. 3 days after, he comes out of the grave. It looks like nothing has happened. On that ground, death finally is defeated. My point, the resurrection tells you, even the whole story, don't go by what you see. For we are deeper than that. We are men of the Spirit. Can I get a believing amen?
Amen.
Don't go by what you see. Amen. Because, and that's why I said to you, the key to exercising authority is to hear what is being said, agree with it. Rather doubt your doubts. Agree with it. Amen. Church, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we look at it. Ephesians chapter 1. Now this will make sense to you. Ephesians chapter 1. You know what? Colossians chapter 2. I just looked at the time. Colossians chapter 2. I want you to see verse 12. Say, I agree. Come on, I agree. Come on, I agree. Colossians 2 verse 12. Buried with him. How many of us were buried with him? Come on, you can actually say, I agree. Come on, I agree. Come on, I agree. Buried with him in baptism. Whereof you are risen with him. Because what I'm trying to help you to see today is if I can show you from the resurrection that there is something spiritual happening behind what you see, you would understand that it doesn't matter if you don't see, things are happening. So the Bible says, buried with him in baptism. Did you go anywhere and did they bury you? Talk to me. Did they bury you? But did the burial take place?
Yes.
So was it a spiritual one?
Yes.
You know, I remember when some of our friends preached about the fact that he taught on his series, buried, dead in sin. I've cracked the joke here before. And it was uni. And that's why in uni you have to present things clearly. We finished the service. Buried. Everybody said buried, buried, buried. That's how one zealous brother went to the printer. He went to do his obituary. He wrote there, this is to confirm. He put the date of the service. Brother Timo died. Hey, everybody says, I saw him in the meeting. No, no. Brother Timo shows up. Everybody does what? So we get careful the way we talk about these things. What the burial, so that we are not joking, is it physical or spiritual?
Spiritual.
I am just trying to position to you that life is spirit. You must understand it. When you're reading the word of God, don't just say, it will not look like anything is happening. But this is God speaking to you. You must say, oh, I believe it. Oh, I believe it. If not, the Bible, as is shocking, Brother Toby, it will shock you. What's making him laugh? I remember someone that just came to a local church and came around and said, Pastor, I just want to ask you a problem. I don't think I fit in here. He says, everybody seems not to have problem. I said, oh, I'm their pastor. They are all in problems. He said, then he told me, then what? You will say rejoice. The person that is one of our chief researchers. He said rejoice. Everybody is shouting. I said, they are shouting. They did not say they don't have a problem. They are shouting because they believe in spiritual reality that Christ has come out of the grave and death has been defeated. It's all spirit. Rejoicing at spiritual stuff is you aligning to the things of the spirit.
If you are waiting for physical things, you would think we are mad. The Bible calls you are in the school of the unlearned. Why do we speak in tongues? You know when we speak in tongues now, someone can come in here that is not a born-again Christian, we think we are mad. But we do it because we believe that is the proof of the Spirit. Praise God. Look at it. Buried with him, Colossians 2:12. Buried with him in baptism, where also ye are. Hey, this is too clear. Ye are. So look at it now. Buki. They said Buki is risen. Did Buki go anywhere? Was Buki in Galilee? About Jerusalem. You know, because there are some people are going to meet Buki in Galilee tomorrow. Was Buki there? Buki was in a meeting. She heard simple words from a preacher like me. Maybe not dressed in shiny suits, but a preacher whatsoever. Amen? And she said, I believe. When she said, I believe, what happened to her in the spirit? She rose. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing? And so we now tell Buki, you were dead in sin, and now you are awake in Christ. What is she to say? Yeah, I believe. They will say, Buki, do you look like it? She says, no. Are you hearing my point? Just like when the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are past. Come on, you're a new. Do you know what I mean of a new creation? Have you bought a new shoe before? And you know it's different from your old shoe. So the old shoe is old. The new shoe is new because it has never been used. When you got born again, like Simi now. Simi, you know, Diva Simi. She gets born again and she becomes Carissa. Is that what happened to her? No, I am trying to point it to you that everything in this our kingdom is spiritual. So you would have to agree. That's why the Bible says, the just shall live. The just shall live. The just shall live. The just shall live. So it's not about what you see. Meaning that if you're a believer, you are saying you understand that there are two kingdoms. Amen. Amen. A physical kingdom that you're a part of. And a spiritual kingdom that is real. Amen. Amen. So when he says, if any man be in Christ, a new creation, he says, yeah. Something has happened to him in the spirit. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Okay, praise God. All right. So we are in Colossians chapter 2. We are in verse 12. He says, ye are risen with him. I want you to be there so you see the words I have been talking about yourself. If you get it, everything I'm going to say in this teaching, you get it. Is faith difficult? Not particularly. I'm in Colossians 2, verse 12. Amen, people believe that you're buried. Amen, people believe that you are risen. Yeah. Now, how is the risen, you know, in this season? he arose. He arose dead. Hey, God help us. All these greetings that we are greeting ourselves. See, ye are what? Risen, verse 12. I want you to be there. Ye are risen. I mean, verse 12. Are you there? Yes. Ye are risen with him through faith of the oppression of God. So, what happened? Ye were risen. Whose faith? God did the work. Yes. What is your part? I agree. Yes. Experience. Amen. 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 He did the coming. He did the preaching. He did the dying. He did the resurrecting. He said, when I was doing it, you were in me doing it. You come, you hear, you say, I agree. That's all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Church, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm liking it so far. You agree so far. Praise God. So it means that you are a man of faith. Amen. Amen. If you're a believer, you're a man of faith. You're a man of faith. Do you know what you believe? You believe that somebody can make you actually come back. Okay, let me say it better. You believe that there is resurrection power. And that resurrection power has worked in you. You actually believe that something that is dead can have life. Amen. 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 Sim, is that not what you believe? Do you know you were dead in sin? Ephesians 2 verse 1. Ye and ye being dead in sin. By Ephesians 2 verse 5, it tells you you were raised up, you were quickened, you were given life. So Christianity actually has
the big boys of faith. Because they believe something. So the greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. Yes. Every other miracle pales in comparison. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
You actually believe. You know, when I always use healing to explain authority because it's physical, so people can relate to it. You know, for example, what happened to Simi is the fact that Simi was dead in sin and she's alive in Christ. She has eternal life. That's the greatest miracle ever. And Simi believes it. If that power that Simi believes raised her from the dead, they now say to Simi, Simi, this person, they've cut the leg. Can that leg grow back? You know, Simi should not shake. Physically, will she want to shake?
Yes.
But based on what she has known that happened to her in the spirit, wherewith she received a spirit that gave life to her, can she see it through that that particular power can do something to this body?
Yeah.
Let me say it in another way that might look easy to comprehend. If someone is here now and I'm preaching the gospel, I change it into an evangelistic meeting. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. This is the good news. Do you believe? And I'll say, if anybody is here and they believe on the gospel, come outside. And then the person starts to come outside. How many of us here are sure that they will be saved?
Yeah.
How many of us are sure that they will be saved?
Yeah.
You are sure that they will be saved.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Okay, they believe, but before they can be saved, has something happened? You can even preach something. Has something happened?
Yes.
What has happened? Jesus Christ has died and has come out of the grave that you believe. So you know without a shadow of doubt, you know your God. You know that if somebody was coming forward, you will not say, let's check tomorrow. God might not really be in a good mood. You know, you will not say, God can forgive everybody, not Uncle John and all his antics on TikTok. He cannot be forgiven. You know, you will not say that about him. Why will you not say that about him? You won't say that about him because you believe in the salvation that the salvation actually covers. Actually, if a man is dead in sin, which is what every man is, you believe that. Yeah, that's greater than a man without eyes having eyes. Amen.
Amen.
Some people are just saying, I hope I heard your well. Yeah, it is. Amen. You know, because a man actually can be made well, like brand new sockets entering into the guy's eyes, and he's made well. How many people believe that man will still die one day? But what you are actually doing when you preach the gospel and someone believes is that you have terminated debt concerning that person. Do you understand what's going on? It's a bigger deal. Meaning when the whole body fades and fails, that person is still alive.
Yeah.
That's the greatest miracle. So you are a big believer because you already believe that there is a power that you know that is bigger than death.
Yeah.
What is the greatest thing that can happen to a man? Death. There is something you have believed that is bigger than it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 All right, let's continue. Let's move because of our time. Look at, not only did Jesus actually ensure that you are raised with him. Look at verse 15, Colossians 2:15. He says, and haven't spoiled. Someone say spoiled. So that word spoiled is, you know the word disgrace? How many people have been disgraced before? I mean public disgrace. You know, in a place where which after you are disgraced, you cannot have mouth there again. You know, I want you to understand what I'm saying. Because when we talk about these words in the Greek, because I need to call somebody else, come and tell us I was disgraced. Because sometimes you say, I'm disgraced. You know, yeah, someone just said, I'm stupid. No, I'm talking about the one where which, like a whole nation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you embarrassed. That you know the kind of embarrassment that becomes like a family name. That kind of, that's what is happening here. The Bible says Jesus, when he finished with the devil, a public show, meaning that the devil legally cannot come outside and say, I'm a big boy. We see his bum out there. He's a naughty boy. He's been spanked. Little boy, you're naughty. Get back there. That is, are you hearing what I'm talking about? To the believer, do you know what disgrace is? Disgrace is when, let me explain. Because you better give me an example before I say. Disgrace is when you're on the bus.
I know some Simi might not like this example. It's not her, but imagine you're on the bus. You put on your earphones. For some reason, you thought you were in your car. And you are and the old bus is full, but you are just carried away in worship. And you wanted to fart. You now thought that you were in your car. You said nobody. You just went. Hey. Then the music stops. You open your eyes. And you see everybody. What is that? If you are one of us, you will stand up and get down at the next bus stop. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm talking about disgrace. Meaning, you know, now I cannot just come and say, everybody, how are you, right? He's too ashamed. He has done that which should not be done. We know everybody does it, but the way you have done yours, you have embarrassed your family lineage. I am trying to show you what God did to the devil. That guy does not have mouth anymore concerning you. The Bible says he publicly, an open show. Say, I believe it. You see, you will not see Jesus. Because I need to understand spiritual. So by the time I start saying exercise authority, it makes sense. You will not see Jesus with a whip and the devil on the street of Peckham. Stand up, idiot! 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 You won't see that. You won't see that. What would you see? A man on a cross. What does the Bible tell us is the implication? A defeat. A total defeat of death and the devil. What am I supposed to say? I believe it. How am I supposed to act? I act like so.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? Church, are you hearing me? It must be real to your mind. That's why we have scripture. Haven't spoiled. Look at it. Haven't spoiled principalities and powers. I'm in verse 15. He made a show of them how? The disgrace of the devil, was it a private viewing? You know, if you're someone that is into film, before a major film comes out, rich people or your friends, right? They go for what? Private viewing. Where which you can say, no. Well, because, you know, you say, no, you should have done that better. And wonderful film. So there's a private viewing, and there is a... So that one that you go and do at the cinema is for normal people like you. Yeah, but there are some people. That's why you don't just see superstars at the cinema. Private viewing. What Jesus did was not a private viewing. There is only just few people. Amen. You know, there has been some private viewings. The movie is so bad, we don't show it publicly. You just let's talk to each other. That was a terrible. That's a terrible movie. People will be sleeping. Go and do better. This is a public. Church, this is a public. Church, this is a public. A public show of what? A public show of the defeat of the enemy. But it must always be constant in your mind.
Yes.
Amen. Let me say something like, so it makes sense. Pastor, this must be your question. Pastor Dio, if the devil has been defeated, can we not just go about and just start to deal with all the devils in the whole world? No. Listen, in your personal life, that is why the most strategic thing we can do is get a man saved, get him in church so he can grow. In your personal life, you can stand your ground against the devil. For the lives of other people, you enter into intercession.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Why? Because they have a will. Please write it down. For that uncle, that auntie, that very far away that is acting anyhow, right? What you do with those ones is you take your place in intercession. I bind your presence of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you, uncle. You will have sense. Your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. Why? Because the devil is walking on him and he cannot stand his ground. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. But in your personal life, the moment you know your authority and they tell the devil to leave, the devil does what? Leave. If you choose to exercise your authority. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Look at John chapter 14. John 14. John 14. John 14. Right? What we are celebrating is there in verse 1. Let your heart not be troubled. You believing, God believe also in my
In the dwelling place. You know, KJV makes this a little difficult, and the Greek makes it a little difficult. In my Father's dwelling, in my Father's dwelling place, there is a place to dwell for you. That's the original in the Greek. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And you know, and that's what I always say, when people read this scripture, you know what they start doing? They start dreaming. Amen. Amen. Are you together? They start dreaming. Some say, some say, last week, I dreamt. I went to heaven. I saw Simi's mansion. It does not have roof. Pray, Simi. No, that's not what he's talking about. There are no houses there. That word is dwelling place. Because the idea is he's trying to say where I am going, where I am. The resurrection will bring a union between you and I. That where I am is where you will be. The dwelling place of God is the heart of the believer. Praise God. So, okay, let's. Which is called the throne of God. Let's go again. In my Father's house, there are many mansions there. If it was not so, I would have told you, I am going to prepare a place. I am going to prepare a place for. What is the preparation? Don't miss me. How did Jesus prepare a place for you? Through his death and resurrection. Amen. So, all this, when he was raised, I was raised. What did he call it? Making a place for you. Amen. 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 And if I go, listen, if I go and prepare a place for you, what will happen? What is the proof that he has prepared a place? He will come. Has he come? Has he come?
Yes.
People are afraid to say, when we said speak in tongues the other time, who do you think is inside you that is making you speak? Amen. Has he come?
Yes.
Yes, he has come. He has gone to prepare a place for. Why is he going? He's not going to go and beg God. He's going to die. Amen. I have prepared a place for you that if I go, are you not hearing that statement? If I go, I can come. You know, imagine someone saying, stay at home. When I go, I come. You say, stay. What does that even mean? When you go, you come. Amen. But he's trying to say, when I go and prepare a place for you, it will make it legit for me to dwell in your hearts. Amen. Church, he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you would also. So what was the issue? Oneness with God is not a reality yet. Then this man says, I know what to do. I will prepare. I will do the job. I will die. In my death and my resurrection, I have prepared the place for you. The aim is that you and I are now one. Amen. Church, are you with me? Okay, look at verse 12. Look at verse 10. Believe. Believe thou not that I am in the Father. Say, I believe.
I'm
in the Father. Okay. He says, believe not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. So Jesus says, the Father is in him, and is in the Father. Okay. Now look at verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, remember, I've told you that what are you to do with what Jesus says? Agree. Just agree. Just agree. I'm telling you to your face, you won't feel it. Just agree. Look at it. Very, very, I say unto you, he that what? Church, he that what?
Believe.
Who is that man that believeth? Are you here? Are you here? He that believeth on the works that I... the works that I do, shall you do
also.
And, I want you to be in verse 12. And
greater
works than this shall you, because I go unto my... Let me say it in a funny way. Just like, let me say it this way, so that it can resonate with you. I say to Brother Toby, you know what? I'm going to give you £20 million now. But when I come to your house,
I will give you 500 million. What should Brother Toby tell me? I know 20 million is a big deal. What should Brother Toby tell me if all things are equal? Come to my house. The moment you hear, the moment he's coming. The moment he comes, are you getting the point? So he says here, the works I can do, you do also, but greater. When I go to the Father, something's going to happen to you. Are you hearing me? When I go to the Father, something's going to happen to you. Has he gone to the Father? Has he gone to the Father? Has something happened to you? Church, has something happened to you? He has gone to the Father. He said it. Do you believe it? You believe it. He's gone. That's what you're celebrating. He says, greater than this can I do. Greater. So Jesus did some things. Jesus did some things, Bookie. He did some things. He preached the gospel. He healed the sick. He cast out devils. He raised the dead. That man said, what did he say? Greater. Church, what did he say? Church, what did he say? Say greater. All right, yeah. Greater. Look at 1 John 3 verse 8. Greater. Do you see this thing as so? You know, if you saw it as so, you'd be excited. Greater. Oh, dear God. Greater. Greater. Oh, because I'm going to the Father. When he goes to the Father, just one thing will happen. You receive the Spirit. Look at 1 John 3 verse 8. Say greater. Come on, greater. 1 John 3, verse 8. Are you there? It says, he that committed sin is of the devil. Meaning that word there is he that does not believe. He that does not believe is of the
devil.
That's what that is saying in the originals. He that does not believe is of the
devil.
For the, you know, a lot of people always like to say there are some things before Genesis. Who is the devil? The devil, in one time, he was in the choir. He then, after singing in the choir, he was tired of dragging with Miss B. And then now, said, it looks good for entertainment. But the scripture says, this guy, from the beginning, was a bad guy. Are you there? That already, it throws away all those theology of the devil, went to somewhere, he's shaking his bum, he can sing. That's why the choir is cursed. Because they said everybody in the choir misbehaved because the devil was in the choir. Who said so? Who? Because the Bible says it here in 1 John 3. That's why I always tell people, read your Bible. Don't expose your folly. Look at verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man was. So, from the beginning, there's a rebel. From the beginning, there is a man with a purpose. Are you getting it? Yeah. Don't go into all these there's a pre-Adamic time dragon, pre-Adamic time dinosaur. Why? Amen. Verse 8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy. Has the work of the devil been destroyed? Church, has the work of the devil been destroyed? It has. What then remains? We have been talking, all that remains. I said everything I was saying so far to conclude, that it is you that will stand your ground. I'm actually telling you, when you are standing your ground, it won't feel like so. It will look like nothing is happening. You would stand your ground in, do you know what I mean, in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, you know, I preached a sermon when I was younger. I just met my wife then. She must have thought this guy is a crazy guy. I said, the title, the name of Jesus, is not to use to cut cake. Imagine introduction to boo. You go and listen to your boo, preach the gospel. And he says, title is, because, you know, in those days, when I got into this country, the only person they use at birthday parties is, say, a miraculous J, a supersonic, but Prince Padre and Power is showing people in London. I said, no. I said, stop. I don't have a problem if you want a supersonic J. But when it is to be used, know how to use it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. So what is the name of Jesus? The name of Jesus is the reputation. Write it down. The reputation of his accomplishments. Praise God. Amen. Church, praise God. Because a lot of people use name of Jesus, but they don't know what we're talking about. What reputation of his accomplishments? Let me tell you something. No, it's not. Let me use me. Okay. Let me use another person that will not get angry. All right. Let me use victory. If victory now opens his checkbook, because you need to understand reputation. He opens his checkbook and he writes, he just looks at, I like the way, that charge from Brother Sadiq was charging. He only came for announcement and he charged us all. You just get happy. You just open your checkbook and you write 50 million pounds. Listen. I want to get the point. You write 50 million pounds and you give it to Brother Sadiq at his level now. Does he have the rep? Are you getting? Because, listen. If you understand the name of Jesus as the reputation of his accomplishment, it makes sense to you. So, when Brother they give us Sadiq the check, he will look at it and he will start laughing and he's not rejoicing. He said, 50 million pounds, victory. Because Sadiq knows he doesn't have the repertoire. He doesn't have the financial verbosity. He doesn't have what it takes. On this ground, this man cannot perform. It's not an insult, it's a fact. Amen. 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 Shock whoever. It's fine. Amen. Now, that same example. We have somebody like Elon Musk in the house who just is, he just says, Prophet is saying rejoice, eternal life, glory. He just says, oh, what a service. He just brings out his pen and he writes 50 million pounds. Do you know we will pick up Brother Sadiq? Because he will faint. Listen, why is he fainting? You say, listen, with victory, he's laughing. See, I'm trying to explain reputation. So the next time you are using your authority, you know who you are standing on. With victory, you say, why are you playing? What? Come off it. You better go and give that check to Isaac. Let him play with it. But with Elon Musk, he will faint. We will first now get Nosbuki to revive him. When he now revives you, Sadiq will first say, am I still here? What happened to me? Oh my God, is it true? All of those things, what is it? His reaction to the reputation. Because he knows that man has the financial wherewithal to do it. You are to exercise your authority. Understanding the... This is where the boldness of the saint comes from. Understanding the reputation. What is the reputation of Jesus? He beat death. Amen. Amen. He beat death and he gave that authority to you. Because you are now in him. So when you are using the name of Jesus, you are using, it is his reputation. Amen. Amen. His ability. That's what you're standing on. So when you actually say a thing steals, you are talking not from your words, but from the reputation of one who you know has accomplished something. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. That is the meaning of the name of Jesus. Okay, let's look at Mark 16. We start to conclude now. The reputation. The what? The what? So you are the one that will stand your ground. And you know you actually need to stand your ground. Because until you start to stand your ground, the devil will think you don't know about these things. I'm telling you from experience, you will stand your ground. I bind your operations in this home. You stop now. You stand your ground. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You actually stand your ground. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, ministry triumphs in my hands. I'm at the right place at the right time. Amen. Amen. You stand your ground. Understand this world is spiritual. You will stand your ground. See me, if you don't stand your ground, it will look like you have nothing. Amen. Amen. Look at it. That's why Mark 16 will make sense to you. Look at Mark 16. Look at it.
Remember, Mark 16 is post-resurrection. He just came out of the grave. Mark 16. Let's look at Mark 16. Look at verse 15. It says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs. Come on. And. Come on. And. Church. And. Is it based on what you feel? Is it based on the reputation of the sender? Who is the sender? He tells you there. In my. Church. In my. Church. In my. So in my, under the auspices of my reputation, there are some things that naturally follow you when you choose to exercise authority. So who exercises authority? God or you? You do. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Look at it. In my name. Let's look at it again. These signs shall follow them that believe. Meaning these signs shall follow believers. Talking about you. Remember, this is the resurrection. He has come out of the grave. He was rebuking them that they did not believe. He now says, oh, this is what you're going to see from those that believe. Meaning those that are believers, that have believed the message. So he's not saying come and believe all the time. You, for you, it's not believing, it's consciousness. Amen. Church, amen. Look, he now says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out. From that day, demons are no longer your mates. Why? Not because there is anything that you have, but because there is a reputation. There is one in whom you are in, and you exercise the authority. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you start, he says, so you cast out devils. A lot of the diseases amongst men today have a demonic encroachment on it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Church, are you hearing what I'm saying? And so that's why sometimes people get sick. It seems like they get well, only to get sick again. Yeah. Terminal disease. All those kind of stuff. Demonic encounter. So what do? You come in the name of Jesus. And you bind. Are you hearing me? And you bind. Yeah, that's what you do. In the name of Jesus, I stop the operations of darkness here. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the authority of the resurrection. If you like it, you can change it from the name of Jesus Christ to the in the reputation of Jesus. I bring healing to you. In the reputation of Jesus. I steal the storms. In the reputation of Jesus. I speak. In the reputation of Jesus. As we actually stay in this place of authority and we start to use words much more, standing our ground, we start to actually experience angelic interventions and interactions. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In the name of Jesus, in his reputation. Look at it again. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new. Church, do you speak in tongues here? Or everybody speak in tongues? Come on, speak in tongues. Stop. Did you pray? Did you pray to speak in tongues? So you exercise the authority by speaking in tongues. Because speaking in tongues, it is at the discretion and the function of your will. Are you getting the point? Do you get the point? Meaning that you chose to, then you did. Because there is someone that is backing that up. Are you getting my point? It is the same thing. Look at it again. It says here, it says there, they shall speak with new tongues. It says they shall take up serpents, meaning they will mess up the works of darkness. It says if they drink any harmful thing, it shall not hurt them. This, in fact, very applicable to missionaries. Now, let me tell you something, because like I said, I've been preaching from uni. You preach this in uni. If you don't explain it well, people just say, I have power. You want to tell me I have power? Go and bring a cyanide. We don't use it to show. We use it to serve. Are you getting my point? So the point is, if you were somewhere and they said that thing has been poisoned, you said, oh, there is a quickening on the inside of me. It can't affect me. What we don't do, right? What we don't do is just say, you know, this poison, let me show you I have power. Then you guzzle it. No, we don't do that. You don't need to prove a point. Jesus, they said, if you are Jesus, turn stone to bread.
You are not here to prove. You are here to serve. Are you getting my point? You are not proving a point to people who, when you even turn the stone to bread, they will still not believe. People always say, if Jesus came down, maybe people will have believed. They won't believe. They say it's not true. The stone, the nail did not enter well. Is it not human beings? Amen. Look at it. Let's conclude. It says, and they shall lay their hands on the sick. And what will happen to the sick? They recover. So God put us here as his body to exercise authority. One more scripture. We'll close tonight. Let's see an example of a man that exercised authority. Right. Good time. Acts 10 verse 38. Say, I would exercise authority. I will stand my ground. And you know, as I'm teaching you now, and you came for service, and you choose, people, mark it there, and you choose to exercise your authority, things will just start to change. You'll not be wondering, hey, really? Yes. Why didn't it change before? Where was God? God was in you, waiting for you to know that you need to exercise your... Okay, let's go. Acts 10. Are you in Acts 10? Say, I'll exercise my authority. I will exercise my authority. Right. Look at verse 38. Are you there? How God? Are you there? How God anointed who? Jesus with what? Jesus of Nazareth with the? With the? How many people here are anointed with the Holy Ghost? I want you to be sure. Hey, you, anybody here with the Holy Spirit? That is the temple of the Holy Spirit. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with? In the original Greek, it says the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about power. Right? How God anointed you with the Holy Spirit and with power. Who went about? Did Jesus exercise authority? Church, did Jesus exercise authority? Meaning my own statement to you on Resurrection Sunday is exercise. Jesus did died for something that we might have life and exercise authority. Exercise it. Who went about? What was he doing going about? Doing. So imagine God anointed Jesus and he didn't do anything with it. We will see all the things we saw in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. No. You know, one of the good things you can use standing authority to do is to get the attention of unbelievers. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. For example, look at Acts 3. I'll just, don't go there. Acts 3, a man at the beautiful gate. Peter and Paul, Peter and John say, silver and gold I don't have. What I have, I give to. Did you hear what he said? What I have, I give to you in the reputation of Jesus. Rise up and walk. And the guy stands up, people gather, and the Bible says 3,000 people were saved on that day because they gathered so he could preach. Amen and amen. So we use the supernatural to get people's attention so we can tell the real message. Praise God. Church, praise God. We are back there again. Who went about doing good, healing that were oppressed of the church, oppressed of the. Who is the answer of God to the oppression of the devil of man on the earth? We are. It says, for God was with him. Why do I use healing when I'm talking about authority? Because it's physical. Amen. Church, amen. Stand your ground. What did I say? Church, what did I say? If you don't stand your ground, he will take the place. That's why the devil said, the Bible said, give no room to the devil. Meaning that the devil is that kind of guy that is smart enough, he wants to take a room. Are you hearing me? Church, are you hearing me? It's just like, let me give an example that is applicable to you. So for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, husbands and wives, don't defraud yourself. Amen? Ensure that it's going on in the marriage. That you don't get tempted and give place to the devil is there. So for example, when we're talking about exercising your authority, apart from standing in the name of Jesus Christ, there's the word of God that you do. Amen. Church, amen. Church, amen. Is this still making sense so far? So what would you do? You don't give a place to the devil in your home that way.
No. Meaning that believers and brethren should ensure that as they are married, they don't stay fighting long enough, that they do not have intimacy. Why? They will be giving place to the devil. When they are doing it, will the devil come and say, "You are giving me place, oh? You are giving me place. You are you heard the word. You are giving me place." Remember where I started off from. I started off from saying, get it? Life is spiritual. Everything that is happening, there is something happening behind. There is something happening behind. Amen. The same thing is my teaching for next week, but let me conclude on it. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. It says, "Be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down on your anger. Give no place to the devil." That's how it is written in the originals. You are not angry. They are begging you. You didn't agree. Hope you know you will not see the devil saying, "Hey, you are staying angry. You are giving me place. You are giving me place. I will destroy your house." No. No, no. You won't see anything. You will just realize that there are actions that are repercussions and consequences of your staying in anger, and something is destroyed. The Bible comes and says, "Oh, the Bible already told you. You, it's not, the devil was not powerful in this home until you guys started this thing. The devil was not powerful in your life until you started staying in anger. He was never powerful. He has already been defeated. You actually were the one that cleared your house and said, 'Come in.'" Are you hearing me? Say, "We are that man. I'm that man. I'm that woman. I don't give room to the devil. I exercise my authority." Let's rise upon our feet right now.